Good evening. Taking the dog for a walk can be a purely altruistic activity done for the sake of giving the dog an opportunity to relieve itself so that there's no distress overnight or any undesirable consequences in your house. So yeah, it can be a very straightforward matter. The dog needs a walk, I'll give the dog a walk, and that's it. But it can be a lot more than that. Walking the dog can be a meditative act. In other words, an activity which promotes meditation, promotes stillness within, promotes calming, promotes gathering one's resources, and promotes well-being. And I suppose I belong to the latter. I think I take the dog for a walk, to be honest, more for my own good than for his. And when I'm attending to my own good, I'm very motivated to make sure that I don't miss any evening. But if I'm not focused on my own well-being, I can be lazy and not get up and take the dog out, and can reason that, oh, the dog will get through the night, he has a good bladder, and there's no problem whatsoever. So here I am, on a murky, kind of foggy evening, which looks as if there's a huge cloud cover, lots of water on the ground, and I'm out around the estate with Rocky, little white cotton de tulier, who's about a year and a half old now. And there's nothing to say, except what'll come up, as much as a surprise to me as it is to you, because I have nothing planned whatsoever. It's actually, I suppose that's the thing about meditation. You don't plan anything, you simply focus. And if it helps you to focus on your breath going in and out of your body, you focus on that. If it helps you to focus on a candle, you focus on that. But above all, you try to encourage a sense of nothingness within, and a still mind, an empty mind ideally. And I'm walking, got a coat on, got a lead, dog's on a lead, you know, so that I don't have any anxiety about him meeting another dog and us having a dog fight. You can just hear how silent this place is. The only noise is the noise that comes from the lights around the estate. Yeah, can't hear anything here. We might run into a few dogs further down who are out in the back of their house, their owners having given them an opportunity to bark at dogs that come past. This estate has got a lot of front gardens of houses which don't have walls. In other words, they're accessible to people walking past. And if I probably get a chance to, or the dog certainly gets a chance to sniff upwards of 30 different plants. We're just passing Box Hedge right now, and he's just wetting the hedge, adding to the wetness on the hedge. So there's plenty of smells for the dog, and there's plenty of opportunity for me to realise that I've forgotten the names of an awful lot of shrubs, some of which I even used to have in one or two gardens that I've lived in my life, or lived around. Yeah, it's a still evening, quiet. It was, it might be suitable day tomorrow morning to to hit a golf ball round a field and try and get it into the hole in as few shots as possible. That's a possibility. I do love the gaunt way in which this particular tree captures the light thrown on it from the street lamp, and one side of the tree is lit and of course the other side is not, so the tree has got this kind of shadow down along it, and the light side and the dark side. And I suppose it reminds me of the moon and the light and the dark, and rouge et noir. There's no reason at all why I thought of rouge and scarlet and black. I think it was translated by Stendhal. Wonderful, wonderful book. Read long time ago. Would be very hard pressed to tell you much about it now, but I remember the satisfaction of reading Stendhal. There we are. So, what else can I tell you? There's an 06 car, an 02 car, an 05 car, a 99 car. So we have a good smattering of cars. I think we got another 06 and another 03. So I suppose if I was looking for the full collection, I don't remember an 01. And I certainly haven't noticed a 9 or a 10 or 11 this evening. But there's a 4. Hi, Rocky. I could put you over to Rocky, but he doesn't bark at this time of night. And he just sniffs. He just sniffs. He gets his nose right down on the footpath. Sidewalk, I guess you call it in America. But anyway, right down into the footpath. And I have it very carefully measured. If I give him 10 to 12 seconds sniffing something, he will respond positively to a slight... Oh! I think there might even be two of them. There we are. Rocky is completely uninterested in this. But yes, I can... if I give him 12 seconds, he will happily move on. But if I try to stop him stopping me after about 5 or 6 seconds, he'll dig his heels in. So I wonder if any of you who are listening to this are actually walking a dog or have a dog to walk or would like to have a dog to walk. I wonder if any of you have ever thought of recording your own thoughts as they come to you while you're walking your dog. I have a neighbour who has a dog, and a good friend of mine, who, same neighbour and good friend, Roger Overall, he's a documentary photographer, he has a little dog, and he carries an iPhone, and he records audio boos. But I actually don't remember him recording an audio boo about walking his dog. And why should he? Why should anyone do what I'm doing? That's right, they're their own person. I'm my own person, and now the lead has got tangled up. Here, Rocky, here, come here, little fella. Let me just disentangle you. That's it, yeah. So there you have it. You are a unique individual, and there's absolutely no reason why you should do anything that I do. But of course it is interesting to be curious about what other people are doing. Or so I am. I was brought up on curiosity, kill the cat, information made him fat, which was felt by me as a kid to discourage me from asking difficult questions, just being curious. And then I discovered, later on in life, that curiosity is one of the greatest human attributes. I don't know where we'd be without it. How would evolution have happened to humans if it wasn't for curiosity? Oh, I know, some of you will tell me that has nothing to do with curiosity has nothing to do with evolution. But anyway, I wouldn't have a position on that. So, here we are, down at the end of the estate, and I'm going to stop, because much and all as I enjoy just talking about shadows and the shape of trees as they're reflected on the wall, and the damp leaves underfoot, and how long exactly the dog will sniff this particular area of ground. I presume you have a life to get on with, and sitting listening to me, well, it's your choice anyway. It's your choice. There's no, the last thing I'm going to do is talk myself out of the value of doing this. A few people have told me they actually like the walking the dog booze. I do remember somebody, yes, I think it was a man who calls himself a Tinian on Twitter, T-I-N-N-I-O-N, or T-I-N-I-O-N. He recorded an audio boo a very long time ago, and I listened to it, and I thought, that is the most relaxing audio boo I have heard. So, and it turned out that the guy was very surprised when I told him that. And it is surprising. It always is surprising to get a bit of feedback from other people who are different and who will actually tell you what something you've done has meant to them. So look, on that note, I wish you goodbye. I wish you au revoir. Au wiedersehen and all that. But I do, until the next time, it's Paul O'Mahony wishing you the very best. Bye-bye.